This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Hour 2 of the program here. Bob Pompiani behind this microphone in my house. Matt Harkins is taking control of things over at 93.7 The Fan. And we are very happy to tell you that our show is sponsored by the good people of Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, doing a great job on the COVID front. Also, PNC Bank, make today the day. Ride in style with number one Cochran, go one better. Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. And Ireland Contracting, home of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call on Pittsburgh CW. And by the way, tonight you could watch another edition of Fan Nation that comes your way at 7:30 with Rich Walsh and Daisy Jade. And we've got the best fans in the area, and you'll find out why one of them wanted me to do something that I've never done before. That's tonight at 7:30. We also have the Mike Tomlin Show coming up tonight at 11:35 on KDK, all in advance of a big day of football tomorrow on KDK Television, your television home of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 11:30 a.m. pregame, Steelers-Jacksonville at 1, 2 hours of postgame on Pittsburgh's number one station, KDKA-TV. Also, follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's right here at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, so we've been talking a lot about the Steelers and Pitt. I do want to get this in just because it happened, and it was a little surprising, I suppose, but then again, maybe not. The Pirates and Ben Cherington have DFA'd Trevor Williams as well as Jose Osuna. And quite frankly, the numbers led you to this direction. Trevor Williams was eligible for arbitration, and that arbitration number, despite a bad season, would have elevated. And if you look at his last 2 years, combined 9 wins, 17 losses, a 5.60 ERA, contrast that to what it was with your 2018, when he was really good, especially in the second half of the season after the break, 14-10 overall and a 3-something, low 3 ERA. Whatever happened, Trevor Williams just fell apart, and so they have DFA'd him. And Jose Osuna, quite frankly, doesn't have anywhere to go, when you think about it. They don't. Where are they going to play him? 241 average, they've waited. They have guys like Will Craig, like Phil Evans, who are waiting in the wings, and they have guys to take his position. So those two guys are DFA'd, which makes you wonder about their rotation next year, because you would expect Jameson Taillon to be back, but I can't imagine he's going to be back full throttle. And then they're going to rely on guys like Keller and Brubaker, Cool, who had the Tommy John. He looked pretty good last year, actually, in the COVID season. Brault and Joe Musgrove. And they'll probably try to go out and get it. But that payroll continues to go backwards. And listen, all teams are going to try to figure out ways to save money after losses incurred by this coronavirus. So that's some of the stuff you're going to see on a regular basis around football. Now, with regard to hockey, we haven't heard anything about when the start of the season, although I do know that these teams need to have people in the building. There is a way to do it properly, and I think all teams should look that way. You know, you're still going to see people at the Steeler game on Thursday night or Thanksgiving night. You're going to see people around the league still going there, but you got to adhere to what is being asked of you. And if you do it, you should be able to be fine. So the Penguins need to open up, and they need to open up with fans in the building. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, the NBA, they had a bubble just like the NHL. That worked fine because we were at the embryonic stages of this whole thing, and nobody knew what to expect. But the NBA now, they got a schedule moving on. December 22nd, they're kicking it off. last night, you know, first a free agency. They had a bunch of guys change teams. They're business as usual with arenas in their own arena. Of course, that means traveling. That means all the things that happen. But again, life moves forward. You got to keep moving on with it. You got to be protective and do what is asked of you. And if you do, you should be able to get through it. And I think the Penguins are hopeful of that, and they need that. There's no question. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. And we have a lot going on with regard to the Steelers. I want to give a shout-out to Chris Boswell, only because there were a lot of people last year when he was going through his struggles who called here and suggested they move on. It's really tough to find good kickers, really tough. And all of these kickers have stains on their resume. It's just the way it is in the NFL. You know, you look at Steven Gostkowski this year. For as good as his career has been, he has been so erratic this year with the Titans, and he's cost them games. But that is life in the NFL when it comes to kicking. But boy, has Chris Boswell turned his life around, his kicking life I'm talking about. When you look at, he's the longest active streak going without a miss now, 25 in a row, 14 for 14 this year, and he can thank a penalty on his own team. I think it was Cam Hayward who took the penalty. They missed a 54-yarder in Dallas, and then he gets a redo at 59 yards after they stack on the penalty, and he's good. So he's 14 for 14, a big asset in games that are close. And as you get down in the final seven games of the season, you're going to have a lot of those close games. So now I want to ask you this. Let's talk about the Steelers and whether or not it's important to go undefeated. Can they go 16-0? 412-928-9370. Should they go 16-0? 412-928-9370. The reason I ask is because there are people who will tell you, and I listened this week on the PM show with Pony and Muller, and they had a good friend of ours who's going into the Hall of Fame, and I couldn't be happier for him, in Jimbo Covert. And he was talking about the Bears season. You might remember 1985, where the Super Bowl shuffle and Jim McMahon and all those guys. Well, they were undefeated, on top of the world, pounding teams into submission, and then they lost a game. And his contention is that allowed them to refocus. You know, I get that in the New England season. New England had everything wrapped up. They played their starters in an effort to get into historical books, which they did with an undefeated season. But the Giants will then claim that they used their game against New England, the final game of the season, as motivation for their next game, which was the Super Bowl, when David Tyree and company and Plexico Burress and all those people won, right? So the Steelers, to me, are in a different boat. Here's why. Because they need to keep winning. They need to get the number one seed. This is the only bye available. Kansas City keeps pushing. They have one loss. Patrick Mahomes has one interception all year to 25 touchdowns. He has been terrific. The Steelers would rather them come here than they go there. So you got to keep winning. Now, if Kansas City should lose, they lost to the Raiders already. Can they lose to them again? Or if they have a tougher schedule than the Steelers, I don't think there's any question. But the Steelers have some tough spots, too, with the Ravens, the Bills, and Colts. They should be motivated to keep winning because they need to keep winning to get the number one. Now, if it results in a history book situation, fine. But if it gets to the end of the year and they don't need to win a game, it's going to be very fascinating to see what Mike Tomlin does with his roster there. 412-928-9370. Anthony in Oakland joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. What's up, Anthony?
Bob, when you look at it, the Steeler running game, since Ben Roethlisberger has been here, has not been in the top 10. It just hasn't been. And when you look at even Le'Veon Bell's great years, a lot of that was done in the passing game. When you look at his yards per game and the percentage of where the Steelers finished, they were down in the teens and the 20s. So as long as, you know, what you would think, since they did have such a good passing game, that people would back off. But they're not backing off this year, because he's throwing a lot of short passes. They may after this Cincinnati game, because he threw a lot of longer passes, because they just had to. They had to back him off a little. But I don't. You know, as long as he's here, this may be what we get, just a mediocre running game.
Anthony, I'm not saying that I want them to change their identity, if that's their idea. What I'm saying is you need to be able to dial it up when you can, because there are going to be times in games. For example, if they end up playing Kansas City, right, in a big game that is on the line of Super Bowl chance, and you do have a lead on Kansas City, and you have a chance to keep Pat Mahomes off the field, the way to do that is possess the ball. Now, you can argue they've shown they can do it in the pass game. But also, to me, keep clock moving, churn yards, kind of will yourself to a win is important to do. Don't you agree? Because the pass game features, it could feature some bad things. It could feature a tip pass. It could feature a batted pass. It could feature an interception. It could feature an incompletion, which stops clock.
No, no, here's how you beat Pat Mahomes. You do it like New England did when they went out to Kansas City and beat them in the AFC Championship game. You score on every opportunity you get.
Well, how about if you don't?
Beat them,
how about if you don't?
You beat them, well, you beat them like the Los Angeles Rams did in that the Mexico City game that got canceled, where the score was 51-49. You score every time you get the ball. It doesn't matter if you consume the clock or not. They can score quickly. You have to, when you play Kansas City, it's going to be similar to what happened here 2 years ago with the Steelers. Score, score, score. That's the name of that ball game. Field goals aren't going to do it.
What if you don't?
Well,
what if you have a lead and what?
If you don't, you're going to lose anyway.
All right. My point is, you have to have the ability to do it. I think those coaches over there agree with that. I think you're going to see more of an effort to highlight it this week. And I think if ever there was a time, Anthony, to highlight it, it would be now, right, in advance of the Ravens game.
Well, Connor is just, listen, Connor is a backup running back. I've always said that. I've even called him a China doll in the past because of his injury pro. Maybe in this draft you'll find a stud, but I don't know. As long as Ben's here, that's just not going to be the emphasis. Let me say this, Bob. In 04, when they went 15-1, they won every week. They weren't sitting around there saying, well, let's just lose one. Keep winning. I don't want to hear this lose one and then you'll feel better. No. Keep it going. And they would have probably kept it going if Ben didn't get hurt against the Baltimore Ravens, if you remember, the second to the last game of the year.
No, you're right. I agree with you. They got to keep, you know, if you're in a position where you're trying to get a number one seed, you got to keep winning. You don't worry about it. And if it leads to a 16-0 season, so be it. I doubt that'll happen because my pick was 12-4, and I think that's an outstanding season. It won't go there now. Maybe 14-2. But whatever it takes to keep Kansas City away from being the number one seed, because even the great New England teams, Anthony, over the years, you have to admit, when they weren't the number one seed or weren't a team that got home field, they were not the same team in the playoffs.
Well, not 2 years ago when they went out to Kansas City and beat them and then beat that great Ram team who was the offensive juggernaut, couldn't score at all in a Super Bowl. If you're a great team, now I think the Steelers are building to that point. You could beat any opponent you get. And if it's got to be a 49-42 game, that's it. If it's got to be 10-7, that's what you got to do.
I don't disagree with that, but all I would tell you is, if you can limit the possessions that a guy like Patrick Mahomes has, I think it's better. But, Anthony, thanks. I always appreciate your intake. Have a good week. 412-928-9370. So, yes. So, what about a 16-0 season? Here's an interesting dilemma, though. If you do get to the end of the year, and we could play hypotheticals on this show because that's what we do, 16-0, right? If you're 15-0, and let's say Kansas City stumbles once or twice more, whatever, you don't need to win that final game. It's in Cleveland. How do you go about it? Do you search for history? Do you go and play all of your starters because you want to go 16-0? It hasn't happened at all since New England did it. And at perfect season, the Dolphins of 72 are still sitting there now thinking about it. You know, likely they're not sweating about it, but they're thinking about it. What would you do if you're Mike Tomlin? Just for fun. Let me know at 412-928-9370. We'll continue the conversation until 1 o'clock when we begin with our Pitt Panther preview coverage against Virginia Tech today. But all right, welcome back. We continue here till 1 o'clock before we shift our focus on to Pitt and Virginia Tech. Bob Pompeiani here, and Matt Harkins is taking your calls. Call him at 412-928-9370. He'll put you on with me. Love to discuss. You can also hit me up on Twitter at KDPomp. And also, man, the best place to hear about everything black and gold football is the Black and Gold Game Day Report on 93.7 The Fan, presented by JP Roofing and Siding and Tri-State Office Furniture. 3 hours before every game, we have you covered with all you need to know information from around the league with regard to the black and gold. Brought to you by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, Armstrong Business Solutions, and Yinzers in DeBerg. 412-928-9370. We're talking a lot about what's gone on here in the NFL, specific to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and whether or not you think it would be advisable to go 16-0. And again, the question I throw to you is they want to get the number one seed. So if that means winning every week and putting an emphasis on it all the time, that's how they should go about business. But what if they have everything wrapped up on that final game in Cleveland, but you have history knocking on the door? It's knocking for you. 16-0 puts you in historical perspective, one of the best regular season teams ever. So, what do you do if you're Mike Tomlin? We're just doing this for fun. If it gets to that point, I have a feeling I know what he'll do, but I want to know what you think he should do. 412-928-9370. Remember, we have our Mike Tomlin show coming up tonight at 11:35 KDKA, in which he talks about a lot of things, looking back at the win last week, looking ahead at Jacksonville, but also what he's been doing television-wise during the pandemic. That's all tonight, 11:35 KDK. Let's go to Dave on the North Shore. What's up, Dave? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Hey, I have two issues. The one thing is, as far as just losing to make you a better team the next week out or whatever is nonsense. Man, you play, like Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. All right? We've already had our games where we're like, well, we stunk up the joint and we come out with a win. But you go out and you play to win the game. And in a 16-0, I mean, if we happen to stumble, but you're not an athlete I know that wants to lose, period. You know, that doesn't sit well with me. I mean, no one wants to go out there and lose and say,
I guess my question I'm asking you, though, is if they have nothing to play for in that final game against Cleveland, how do you utilize your roster that day?
Well, you know what? If you're the number one seed, I can see that, you know, trying to rest some guys. And you know what, Bob? Even if we go 16-0 and we play Kansas City, we're still going to be the underdog, regardless. That's what they're saying. You know, we're still going to be the underdog. So,
Yeah, but may never get to play them. They may lose. If they have to go on the road or they have to play three straight weeks, they may be out of there before they ever get to you. That's the beauty of having this year's number one seed.
Well, the disrespect we're getting through the media, so I don't know. It's just humbling. I'm loving it, though. You know, we're winning it all. And as far as the running game, it starts with the big boys up front. And our left tackle has regressed. The Castro's nicked up. And I really think we're missing, I mean, Foster was in and out, but I think we missed him a good bit, and we missed that offensive line coach. And people talking about Le'Veon Bell. Did they see Le'Veon Bell stack with the offensive line he had last year with the Jets? It starts up front. I mean.
Oh, I get that. He's not playing all that much in Kansas City either, although I still believe he'll have a role in that pass game, because that's where he really is difference maker.
But a line makes the difference. I don't care if you have Jim Brown back there. If you don't have any holes open, maybe not Jim Brown. He was a different animal. But you know what I'm saying? You don't have a line. You can't. I believe it's the offensive line. I really do.
No, I agree with you. Listen, I always refer to them as the jumper cables. They get the car going, regardless of what car you have. And if you even have a jalopy, you'll be able to get through the holes opened by an offensive line. It absolutely starts there. But I think it's difficult when they are passing as much as they are passing to get any sort of flow going. And, you know, most of the guys you talk to, and I put a lot of emphasis on offensive linemen, who tell me that the best thing to do for a run game is to continue to go to it. And then you get a little bit of momentum going, and it also helps to have guys who are familiar with one another. And they have that with Pouncey, DeCastro, Villanueva. You got Filer in a new position this year, and you have Okorafor, who's been largely pretty good. So, you know, it all takes a commitment to it, and I think more of a commitment than what we've seen. However, they're not going to change their identity. I think it's going to be hard to totally change everything here. They're going to go by what they believe in first, and that is a passing game that could supplant a short running game by using it with crossing patterns and little things that they do to hopefully set up a down the field game, which I think still they have in their back pocket. Dave, thanks. You appreciate the call on the North Shore at 412-928-9370. We're going now down to North Carolina, where Jonathan joins us on the phone. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
My thing is, even if you have history on the line or you don't, like say you're 14-1 as opposed to 15-0, but you have everything wrapped up, I still think you play the guys against Cleveland because say you're 14-1, you get to the Cleveland game, that's 1 week. Then you have a bye, that's 2 weeks, and then you get to the divisional round, that's 3 weeks. Do you really want Ben and Pouncey and Watt and all these guys sitting around not doing anything for 3 weeks? I think that could take the edge off of them.
Well, I think your point is the Indianapolis Colts went through that a lot under Tony Dungy, and they pay the price for it. But they wrapped it up even earlier than the last week of the season.
Oh, but, so, yeah, I just say you play to win the game. Keep winning, Bob.
All right, well, that sounds good, Jonathan. But what happens if one of your key components gets injured? You know, that's the question that you have to ask yourself. If you put Ben Roethlisberger and his offense on the field, and all of a sudden he gets injured, or one of the key wide receivers gets injured and cannot play in the postseason, that's where the criticism comes into play. I think it's a tough question because I think a lot of people, and I'm specifically talking about 15-0 going into that last game, where you have things wrapped up. New England went full throttle against the Giants. The Giants played them well, but they lost. And then they played them again, as fate would have it, in the Super Bowl, and the Giants felt that they were comfortable playing, you know, against New England. And every situation is different. Every coach is different. Belichick's not afraid to roll the dice. And I don't think Tomlin would be afraid to roll the dice either. But I think you open yourself up to a lot of criticism whenever it comes to that. Now, we may be just talking about something that never even happens here, but it could. And that's why the longer this goes, the more we'll talk about it. And this week, we could see 10-0 go to 11-0. And then it really starts ramping up. Let's go to Charles in Chicago. Hey, Charles, how are you?
Good, up to you, Bob. Hope you're doing great, bud.
Yeah, thanks, man.
No problem. Hey, just real quickly, I think at the same time, too, with this win streak that's going on, starting off the season, first and foremost, like I said before, you have to consider the fact that, one, when you started off the season, you had to go through the Ravens to either to try and clinch the division or clinch the wild card spot. I mean, you want to get to the playoffs first. You want to make sure you have that secured up first and foremost. I think this weekend could be a little interesting, a little challenging and tricky, simply because you got to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville. I mean, which should be a winnable game, but as they always say, any given Sunday, then you got the Ravens 4 days later. My thing is, too, you got to look at it this way. The thing is, my mindset has always been race to the finish line. Do whatever you got to do to wrap up securing a playoff spot, winning the AFC North, and let's see what happens this Sunday versus Chiefs and Raiders. So the thing is, you still want to wrap up things, but the good news about this 9-0 start, you give yourself a lot more wiggle room, the correct stuff in the run game, which is the most obvious thing, versus 3 years ago when you lose a guy like Ryan Shazier due to a spinal contusion. They pretty much had to go frantic planning win in the last month trying to figure that situation out. That's all I have to say. Enjoy the season, and no respect to sending the Dolphins. All I can just say, hey, you know, respect this. Treat it with great respect, but the ultimate goal is still a Super Bowl. That's all I have to say. You have a marvelous weekend, Bob. Thank you so much.
Charles, before you go, can I ask you a question?
What's up? Oh, what's
so
up?
I want to ask you what go it's ahead. Like, because I said this, and I took some heat for this back when the Bears were 5-1, but I thought it was the worst 5-1 team I've ever seen. Since then, they've not won. What's the feeling in Chicago about the Bears? Because I'm curious.
I tell you what, the feeling in Chicago right now, I mean, to me, I just feel like it's the same old story for a lot of years. I mean, once again, it proves to be the offensive line right now. I mean, yeah, it's not only Matt Nagy's play calling, but historically they always had a bad offensive line, not giving enough confidence to protect the quarterback to make some useful plays. Nick Foles is more than likely to see. You'll probably see Mitch Trubisky come back. The run game is struggling mildly, kind of like what the Steelers' offensive line is, what the Bears is going through. And then another thing is, too, what happened when the Bears made the playoffs 2 years ago in 2018? They were top 5 or 10 in takeaways. That has dramatically gone down the last 2 years. So I think when you take those key elements away, yeah, it's Matt Nagy's play calling and finally giving it to a guy like Bill Lazor, who's the offensive coordinator. But it's still protection of the quarterback. Like it or not, Brian Griese, bad reporter or not, he still peeled back the curtain for Chicago fans and people across the NFL world to see what's going on right there. So it's a combination of things. The thing is, when you keep playing from behind and getting a lot of fourth quarter comebacks and victories, that's going to wear on a team at some point.
defensively you get so frustrated, you only do so much. I think you can't keep digging a hole, expect to climb out too much. That's why.
Yep. I agree with you.
Thanks,
and probably every time they have Trubisky or whatever, they're thinking about, oh, it could have been Patrick Mahomes. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate your call from Chicago. 412-928-9370, that is the number to call, so make sure you do that. Also, I want to remind you that people wait all year for Black Friday deals. Well, at Gymshark, IKEA, North Huntington, they have all month long these deals. Famous Black Friday deals available every day in November. 2021 Kia Forte LXS, available for $152 a month. The all-new 2021 Kia K5 LXS, available with all-wheel drive, only $158 a month. GymsharkIKEA.com. So we'll continue here. I want to get your thoughts about a perfect season. How important would it be if you were in charge to get a 16-0 season? They rarely happen. New England did it last. They couldn't complete 19-0. How important would that be, especially if they have everything all wrapped up heading into Cleveland for the final game of the year? Once again, our show is brought to you by the good people of AHN, Allegheny Health Network, doing great work in the fight against COVID-19. PNC Bank, make today the day. Number one Cochran, go one better. Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman. Ireland Contracting, home of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call on Pittsburgh CW. So we have a lot that we've covered and a lot still to get into at 412-928-9370 or hit me up on Twitter at KDPOMP. Talking about the Steelers and whether or not, if you're in the situation that Mike Tomlin could be in, whether or not you would start your starters in a game that was meaningless at the end of the year in an effort to make history, in an effort to get 16-0. Bill Belichick did it a few years ago. He wanted to keep the ball rolling against the Giants. It resulted in a win, but it also resulted in the Giants playing them again and feeling better about their chances of playing them again. So I find it an interesting question. What would your answer be? I know this is risky, but I have a feeling the answer would be to play your guys, to try to put yourself in historical perspective. I don't think you get that opportunity too often, but it comes with a huge risk of playing people who may get hurt. I know you can't live in your fears, but man, that is a fear, and it can affect what you do in the postseason. So how do you think? 412-928-9370. We just go to Lou in Hermitage. Hello, Lou. How are you?
Hey, Bob.
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy. My opinion only. I do not play my starters. 16-0, yeah, it's nice. I'd like to have that. But I'd rather have my hoodie say Super Bowl champions on it because you can't buy hoodies that say 16-0. I'd rather
have that
to go with. Well, I don't think they make that other one. I don't know if they make that other one or not. But, yeah, it's a great idea to have both. But you know what? They're going to forget about that anyhow. If you play your starter, somebody goes down, can't make the Super Bowl or the playoffs, you're going to kick yourself all the way up 79. So I mean,
you're right.
Come on, really? I mean, be realistic about this. Let me ask you something, though.
Lou,
go ahead, bud.
Bill Belichick did that just a few years ago, right? He did it. He played every one of his starters.
I understand, but Bill Belichick is arrogant. You know that. He's not like the rest of the crowd. He's arrogant. He always wants to be on top of the board. So that was his decision. If he'd have got hurt, somebody would have went down in that game. They'd never forgot it to this day.
You're right. It's absolutely true. But it's a situation that you're not often presented with. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
Oh, I understand.
And it could very well happen. Then again, I look, you know, to be realistic, Lou, I look at their schedule and I see losses there. I thought they'd go 12-4, and I thought that's a really good record. Now I'm going to obviously up that to 14-2, but you have a game against the Ravens. That's going to be huge for the Ravens, huge for the Steelers as well, who have what appear to be a stranglehold on this division. However, all you need to do is look 2 years ago, and they led by 2.5 games with 5 games left, and they somehow not won the division. So, I mean, these things are fleeting. That's a big game on Thursday night. I think it'll be fascinating to watch. But if they should win it and get to 11-0, believe me, this kind of talk will increase in nature. You'll have people talking about just because the nature of 24-hour sports talk in a pandemic. There's not a lot to talk about, Lou.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I agree. Hey, man. Always
right.
A pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate you calling. 412-928-9370. So I'm getting mixed bag here on Twitter. We got some people who think, absolutely, you go for it. History is what it is. And then you have others who say, how stupid could it be if you end up with an injury? I get all that. But I, like I said, I'm looking at this and saying to myself, if you're in that boat, the temptation is you want to put yourself in that situation. Would you go all out to try to win it to get the 16-0? Let's go to Chuck on the cell. Hello, Chuck. Welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you?
How you doing, Bob?
Good, thank you.
Hey, great. I want to digress just a little bit and get back. Just got a comment about
sure.
the Steelers' running game. Part of the offense's job, other than to score points and make plays, is to confuse the defense. Well, if you're going into third and four, third and three, without a moderate running game, you're not confusing anybody. You're just opening the way up for blitzes and whatever. I'd like to see getting back maybe a fullback. Now, Jerome Bettis had, what was his name, Kreider?
Yeah, Dan Kreider. Fullback? And before that, he had the bus driver, if you remember that. So
that's exactly right. It's
funny you mention that because this week Randy Fichtner mentioned that they may be trying to get Derek Watt back into the game, and he cited injury and everything else.
Let's give him a shot, see what happens.
Well, I don't know that I would make a steady diet of it. My preference on those kind of situations, I thought he'd be a fixture in the red zone in short yardage, just because. That's why they acquired him. When they gave him $10.5 million, I said, man, that's a lot. They must have a role in mind, but we haven't seen it aside from special teams. And he's been injured a lot. So, I mean, that's obviously hurt his opportunities on the field. But Fichtner did say that he could have a bigger role here moving forward. Let's go to Bob, who joins us on the cell. Hello, Bob. How are you this morning or the afternoon or whatever we are?
Hi, Bob. First off, did you ever get your woodpecker situation remedied?
You know what? So far, so good. Now, you put the Maloiki on it. You mentioned him. He probably is good enough to listen, and he'll probably be back tomorrow because I have a feeling that thing, he knows where we live, and he likes where we live. So, hopefully not.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they listen to the fan. Maybe they do. I don't know. But a couple things.
What's going on, Bob?
One thing you mentioned about Boswell, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that field goal, that 59-yard field goal in that game against Dallas, that was a big play in that game. And if he doesn't kick that, we're only up by 2 points when it came down to that fourth and one situation. And at that point, we would have had to go for the field goal there because we'd have only been up by 2 points. So that 59-yard field goal was a big, big play. And I think he's going to be a difference maker in how far we go this year, Boswell.
No, there's no question. I mean, in games that are tight, you want a guy who's been reliable, and he's made 25 in a row, 14 straight this season. And he's overcome whatever ailments he had, that led him into a position where they were maybe thinking about getting rid of him. So he's earned it. He got his bonus after that year. And they made sure that they were going to spend the money, but he had to show them something, and he did. So I'm glad he's on their team and not another team. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to delve into Pitt a little bit on the Pitt Panther pregame show with Doran Dickerson and Paul Zeiss will join me. Right now, we're going out to Penn Hills. We have Eric, who wants to talk some football. What's up, Eric? How are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I'm tired of hearing people saying about up front line, the offensive line. How many times have Big Ben been sacked this year?
Well, he hasn't been sacked nearly at all. In fact, he's been one of the guys who's been protected, he and Brady, better than most. I don't know the exact numbers, but the offensive line is, but there's two different kinds of thing here. There's pass blocking and there's run blocking, and I think because they've done it so well in the pass blocking, it's led to much more role of the passing game, and you don't see them run block as much, and I think as a result, it doesn't have the same effectiveness.
But my thing is, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. If he wants to try to flex these guys, these young kids, Let them run the ball. How many yards after a catch? They're making more yardage than if you run the ball.
I think they're number one in the NFL in yak yards, the Steelers. So they're getting the ball and they're running with it. I think that's a good stat. Yeah, so, I mean, listen, again, I want to reiterate my point. I'm not saying go 80% run here. What I am saying is you need to dial up a run game when you need it on third and fourth and short. Those kinds of situations. Because I've seen too many times where people complain about a pass play on those kind of downs that don't work. And when they don't work, it normally results in an incompletion, stop the clock, and it works into the other team's hands. I just want to see, it doesn't have to be 35 carries. James Conner's never going to carry the ball more than 20 times a game, probably, the way this is going. That's fine. As long as the averages are there, as long as the production is there, I'm fine. But you've got to have that in your game so that I think a defense understands it could be called at any point and effective when it is called. Let's go to Dave on the cell. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, just my perspective. I was on the 87 North Hills team, and we were undefeated. And I think you even announced that game, if I'm not mistaken.
I did. That was unbelievable.
So, you know, my frame of reference is, you know, we never thought about being undefeated, right? We never thought about it. It was the next opponent. Every week we just wanted to punish them as much as we could. And I think, you know, football players are football players. Even though these are pros, they are going to be focused on each game every week. And all the talk about them going undefeated, that's all in the media. And the players themselves, and Tomlin.
You don't think players talk about it, Dave, on the pro level?
We didn't. And I don't think they do either. I think they face this 1 week at a time. And I do think if they do get the 15-0, I think he will not play as starters. I don't think he should. And I think the backups are, they're still professionals. They're going to want to keep that record undefeated. They're going to play just as hard. And their backups are solid. So I don't see it as, I see it as a complete non-issue. And that's from my experience.
So 1987 team, man. I remember that was one of the most fascinating high school football teams I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
and you have some great memories, you know, although they become distant memories. That's how I'm looking at things. I can't remember all the things about it other than you guys were dominant.
They're not distant, trust me. We remember pretty much every game and every play.
Yeah, you're right about sports. It's like you can remember everything. I'm just saying, it. You know, here we are in 2020. That's a lot of time has elapsed, but it is amazing when it comes to sports people how you can remember things. And yet, if my wife Lisa says, go to Giant Eagle, I have to text her four times because I forget what she asks. You know what I mean? It's about what you want to remember. And I like going and shopping for my wife, by the way. So thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. And that's going to wrap it up for our program today. I want to thank all of you for calling. We certainly do appreciate that. And I also want to remember to thank our sponsors because they play such a big role in this. From AHN, Allegheny Health Network, PNC Bank, Make Today the Day. We also have Number One Cochrane. You can always go one better when you go to Number One Cochrane. Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, and Ireland Contracting. It's the home of the Ireland Contracting nightly sports call every night, 10:35 on Pittsburgh's CW.